Ask Catherine. Just a reminder, send your subscriber comments and questions to, you can either post them on the blog or send them to askcatherine@solari.com. I love getting your questions. I think I mentioned this last time, but let me say it again. A number of times you've mentioned the concept of spiritual warfare and it has changed your approach on how to deal with things. I wonder if you'd be willing to do a Solari report around the idea of spiritual warfare. I would especially be interested in exploration of the topic that wasn't specific to any particular religion. I keep thinking about how to do this. I want to do it. I don't know how to do it without drawing from scripture in my particular tradition. And I'm going to have to find a way to do that and just invite you all to translate it to your tradition. But I will continue to think about how to do that because I do think it's important. And I hope it will be really valuable because training in spiritual warfare absolutely has made an enormous difference to my health and happiness. I hope you take the time to read this. It helped folks like me who have no legal training. And the subscriber asks me to go read one of these long drawn out things about the UCC connection and the different law. As I've said many times in Ask Catherine, I have never tried to figure out these different legal issues of how the sort of the U.S. is bankrupt and how the real law behind the U.S. as a corporation works. And one of the reasons is I find ultimately it doesn't really matter because even if you figure out what the law was and you require that they implement you, they just ignore you anyway. So at the end of the day, I don't think any real solutions can necessarily come from delving down into these areas, but I could be proven wrong anyway. So I did look at it. And again, I just, I've never found a way to make sense out of this area that I thought would be useful to our subscribers. I do think there are many legal actions that could be taken if enough people were willing to finance some serious lawyers going at the kind of legal actions that I think are called for. Another one, being involved with Bank Against America toward a mortgage modification since 2009, it was clear early on that the paper trail for promissory notes and mortgage assignments was broken. Since this understanding has become more widely supported through various studies and evidence in foreclosure cases, et cetera. So now we know that securitized debt via Fannie and Freddie failed to complete the paperwork that maintained a clear title to the note and the security interest. My question is there any way of tracking the cash flow for mortgage payments to ensure the money is being properly routed? As I imagine, if you can't identify who owns that, how do you route the cash flows to the proper investors? The only way I know to do that is with subpoenas and depositions that are facilitated and supported by the courts. Often such things are not. And then you can ascertain the real cash flows. Even then, I would be highly suspicious of the information being provided. And so it's a very tricky area because many of the entities literally under national security law have the permission and legal authority to lie. So you get into very arcane things. But I think you have a good chance if a court will support you in going through the subpoenas and depositions. It's unbelievably expensive. Psychiatric drugs have a long and egregious history. Glad to see this subject coming out of the closet. Check out Gabor Mate, whom I first heard on Democracy News. I've listened to him on nutrition, and I think he's great on that topic. I also wrote to Kelly O'Meara in response to another question from a wonderful subscriber about how to both withdraw or to get an assessment, whether that made sense. And she sent me a link to a Dr. Breggin. It's breggin.com, BREGGIN.com. He's got a new book, which I've ordered, and if I like it, I will get him on the Solari Report, because I do think withdrawal, you have to be very careful. It's very tricky and can be very dangerous if not done properly. So I thank you for that question. I'll make sure the link she recommended is up in the blog. Okay, you talk convincingly about the existence of massive black financial system, but at a very high level where the actual mechanisms are unclear. The financial coup d'etat, can you give an example of specific asset company or technology that has been transferred in the way you speak of so we can understand the movements better? Similarly, can you detail an essential transaction change for a large mortgage fraud operation? You detail, finally, who is selling that to whom. In some cases, it seems like the principle is the same on both sides of the transaction. Didn't the banks, investment pools, and defense establishment already own or control the assets before 1997? Who sold what to whom in the internet boom and collapse? More detail would be helpful. Great question. The reality is, I've tried a couple times to do things like this. First of all, I'm not going to do an actual one because you get into criminal and or you get into legal liability, and I, for one, am not willing to spend 11 years and $6 million litigating again. The last time I did, I put hundreds of thousands of pages of legal documentation up, and it, you know, no one wanted to get into that complexity. The other thing is, it's like the joy of cooking. There are hundreds and hundreds of recipes. When you put up one, people, you know, mistake this one for a much more important one than it is. You know, I've tried theoretical examples, and frankly, they put people to sleep and don't get a lot of hits. So it's almost as though anybody who wanted to get into the complexity of it, we should do a little online workshop to go through the complexity. One thing I thought I would do is there's one which I can give an example, which I think might bridge some of the problems I just described. So I think I'm going to write a blog post called The Strange Case of Puller Mortgage and see if that doesn't help. So you've inspired me. It's a great question. I struggle with how to answer it without spending thousands of hours and and getting no hits as a result of doing those thousands of hours, or hundreds of hours, I should say.